Turkey, secular opposition leader narrowly escapes lynching at soldier's funeral. By Francis Martel on April 22, 2019. An angry mob featuring a member of Turkey's Islamist ruling Justice and Development Party, AKP, attempted to beat and lynch secular opposition party leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu during a soldier's funeral Sunday. Video of the event shows Kılıçdaroğlu receiving blows to the head while men shout "God damn you" in Turkish, injuring the Republican People's Party (CHP) leader before security guards whisked him away. President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan of the AKP condemned the attack, and the party expelled Osman Sargun, an official member, for participating in the beating. Kılıçdaroğlu was attending the funeral of 26-year-old soldier Yener Krks in Ankara. Krks died in a confrontation with members of the Marxist Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, according to officials. The PKK is a U.S.-designated terrorist group the Turkish government has spent years fighting in the nation's largely Kurdish south at great expense to the local civilian population. The mob attacking Kılıçdaroğlu appeared to identify him as a PKK sympathizer, according to Turkey's Hürriyet newspaper. The men chanted PKK out upon identifying the opposition leader at the funeral, then began shouting "God damn you" and "Shame on you" while attempting to beat him. Reuters states that video shows Kılıçdaroğlu was hit on the head at least twice before security extracted him from the area. Kılıçdaroğlu survived a PKK attack in 2016. Hürriyet reported that authorities took Kılıçdaroğlu to a home near the funeral before extracting him safely. Erdoğan's defense minister Hulusi Akar met Kılıçdaroğlu and offered assurances for his safety. Following the attack, Kılıçdaroğlu vowed to continue attending funerals for Turkish soldiers. "What they want is that I do not attend the funerals of martyrs. But I will," he told a crowd that had formed in front of the CHP headquarters in Ankara. "These martyrs belong to 82 million. They respect neither the funeral, nor the call to prayer. What do you want from the prayer, from the martyrs? I do not feel sorry that I am attacked. What makes me feel sorry is the attack directed against the disrespect shown to the martyr," he noted. "Even the funeral prayer could not be properly performed. The mother and father are grieved. The ones living in this village are not to blame. It is a plot staged by the ones coming from outside." Kılıçdaroğlu did not name a specific "they" outside of the members of the mob. His deputy, Larem Kaya, however, told reporters that the police did nothing to prevent the situation from resulting in serious injury. Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu has vowed an investigation into the incident, and Ankara prosecutors stated they had launched an investigation into potential terrorism. Police have arrested 9 individuals for participating in the attack, among them AKP member Osman Sargun. The AKP has revoked Sargun's membership. "Our Ankara executive board has decided to send him to the disciplinary board for his dismissal from the party. AK party is against all forms of violence. Our principal absolutely rejects violence. There is no place for violence in democratic politics," AKP spokesperson Erçelik said. Erdoğan personally condemned the attack on Monday. "Unfortunately, some unwelcome incidents took place yesterday during the funeral for one of our martyrs in Kubuk, district of Ankara, and protests against CHP leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu turned into an act of violence," he said on Twitter, according to a translation by the state-run Anadolu News Agency. "We never approve of violence. Erdoğan and Kılıçdaroğlu have been bitter political enemies for years. Erdoğan has sued Kılıçdaroğlu repeatedly for insulting him, a crime in Turkey. In November 2017, Erdoğan sued the CHP leader for accusing him and his children of tax evasion. In March 2018, Erdoğan filed a lawsuit after Kılıçdaroğlu accurately stated that Erdoğan was once an ally of Islamic Fethullah Gülen, whom Erdoğan now blames for the failed 2016 coup against him. Most recently, in July 2018, Turkish prosecutors opened an investigation into Kılıçdaroğlu for posting an image on Twitter showing Erdoğan in various animal forms to defend the right of expression of the artist. Kılıçdaroğlu has referred to Erdoğan's tenure as a dictatorship and to the president personally as a traitor. This animosity has flowed into relations between the CHP and AKP. In January 2017, lawmakers from both parties engaged in a violent brawl that left several injured after some began throwing chairs and choking and biting one another. The footage of the attack reveals that Khalil Daroglu nearly escaped lynch by a nationalist group, obviously in a rage. Hurriye columnist Serkan Demirtas wrote of the attack. One thing is certain, this attack is a result of long-standing polarization in Turkish politics. In a climate in which elections followed elections and political and social tension were unprecedentedly escalated by a very harsh language, such attacks on politicians are inescapable. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.